This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, March 4th. Will Packers shortages leave cattle prices solid in Friday trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The cattle market, it firmed up. Those short-bought Packers really are reaching for the market right now. So we're kind of watching to see if maybe they're going to start to push the market somewhat higher. Everything looks good. We're still in that same channel, and here we are, first of the month. Market still looks good. Now, there's a little bit of tell coming up. The feeders were considerably lower. There was uncertainty bringing in some of the sellers, because we're just not very sure. The weekend is just too long to carry these long positions, and there's a worry about the cat and mouse game with the feedlots and Packers, whether they're going to continue to play the game that they've been playing recently, where you don't get much cash trade early on. It all comes at the end of the week, and the market continues to push higher.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 454. March corn was up 2 at 363.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day down 10, ranging from 605 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 0.25, ranging from 594.75 to 619.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 1, ranging from 658.25 to 678.25. Live cattle for April were down 30 cents at 129.62.5. March feeder cattle was down 165 at 141.25. And March Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1521. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.